Just noting that gives us an option for the option of the renewal. And it seems like that would be in the best interest of Taney County.
It does. It offers a discount in a similar amount of the increase.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to vote to take that option, or is it already in there?
It says that there is an option.
Do we need to direct?
I think we do need to direct because it says there is an alternate option, so I think we need to specify that option in there to with the auto renewal. That's what will give the 4% discount.
Any questions on the auto renewal?
I have none, and we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 26, 2024, approving the agreement as the form.
I move to approve the plan maintenance agreement with Cummins Incorporated and Taney County, taking the auto renewal option.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our addendum to intergovernmental agreement with City of Hollister for the Turkey Creek River Gauge, file number 24-112, Commission. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 26, 2024, approving the addendum as to form. This is an extension of the cost share that we are doing with City of Hollister, the Turkey Creek River Gauge.
Move to approve the addendum to intergovernmental cooperative agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Hollister.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the joint funding agreement for the Water Resource Investigations, file number 24-110, CM for Commission. This is between Taney County and the U.S. Department of Interior U.S. Geological Survey. This is the actual agreement for the river gauge. It is accompanied with a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 29th, 2024, approving the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the joint funding agreement for water resource investigations by and between Taney County and the U.S. Department of the Interior, U.S. Geological Survey.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our Taney County Collector Tax Sale Surplus Funds per RSMO 140-230. With us this morning, we have Taney County Collector, Ms. Mona Cope.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Last Monday, the 26th, was our annual tax sale, and we sold 144 parcels, about over 60 of them had surplus, and per statute 14230, whenever real estate is sold for taxes and it sells for greater than the debt of taxes, then I need to turn over the surplus to the treasurer. So I have a written statement here and shows the amount of $536,548.89. And upon approval, I will turn that over to the treasurer. She will hold that money for the benefit of it can be either redeemed and given back to the tax sale purchaser or at the time of expiration of the certificate of purchase, which can be up to 18 months, then it can be applied for by the owner of the property. If no one applies for the surplus, it can be turned over to the schools after 3 years.
Thank you.
I move to approve and enter into record the 2024 tax sale surplus document as presented to the commission by the county collector per 140.230 and to allow the county treasurer to perform the duties per statute 140.230.2 and .3 of the county commission, except in the case when the original owner loses the property due to issuance of collector's deed and wants to claim any surplus, it must come before the commission for final approval. I make that motion in regard for protecting the treasure, putting more eyes on him.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I would ask Commissioner White, is it possible to get your motion presented to our clerk? Perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I also have another check to present, and it's regarding statute 140-280. I had two of the tax sale purchasers that did not pay for their bid, and per the statute, I collect 25% of their bid and turn that over to the treasurer, and that goes on to the schools. It is not a redeemable amount. And that check is for $1,319.81.
Did they pay the bid that day? Did they pay the 25%?
They paid the 25%,
okay.
Yes, but not the actual bid.
Okay.
This would be considered under the surplus funds?
No, it's not really surplus. It goes on to a different statute.
Mm-hmm. 142.80.
Mm-hmm. 142.80. And it just says penalty or failure for payment where such sale is made. The purchaser at such sale shall immediately pay the amount of their bid to the collector. In the case the purchaser fails to pay their bid, the land shall be offered again. But they didn't tell me this during the sale, so there was no offering it again. And if they fail to, then they says they use it to pay for the school fund of the county, a penalty of 25% of the amount of the bid.
And those parcels just stay in the owner's name and will be offered again. They can pay the taxes or be offered
the
sale next year.
Yes, if they were A's or B's, they would be offered again next year. And if they were C's, then they can be offered over the counter.
Do you want us to accept and...
I just wanted to let you know that I'm turning over another $1,319.81.
So it is for informational. You don't necessarily need a vote. I was going to,
no.
Yeah, because before we were set up for the 142.30, so informational purposes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do appreciate that. Is that it, ma'am?
That's it. Thank
All right,
you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have our personal property abatement add-on report. From our Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good. So I have the personal property abatement add-on report for August of 2024.
Move to enter into record the personal property abatement add-on report for August 2024 is presented.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are scheduled for a Road and Bridge Roundtable upstairs at 9:30. I have 9:24 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.